All right, we left nothing on the table for this very final Friday show of Certified Mama's Boy. This whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing is got to be one of the most annoying relationships we followed. Am I right? Well, if there's anyone that's going to be annoyed by it, I guarantee you it's going to be my 75-year-old father, Jimmy Mack. He's on for his very last Friday appearance today.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? Yeah, hi. Welcome to our last Friday edition, y'all. This is it. This is it. What an end of an era, right? Today's the 29th of September, by the way. Next time we talk will be October, which is like, holy hell. We're a podcast based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Okay, there's three words I don't want to say on today's podcast. I don't want to say concussion. I don't want to say assault. And I don't want to say robbery. Those are three more words. Three words.
Why?
I don't want to say anymore, actually, this whole week, really. It has been a day, as I'm sure you can imagine, at time of recording. This is Thursday, and this is when we released all of the stories of what happened with me. And there is no shortage of people that love me, and that's amazing. And I'm so thankful, and I have gotten back to literally almost no one. So if you haven't heard from me, don't feel bad. I appreciate the sentiment all the same. I just literally had to not do that today. I just had to just let it be for a second. Cause it was, I mean, you can imagine, pretty overwhelming once you talk about something like we did. And a ton of you guys, man, I don't know if anyone's reached out as much as you've reached out about this. So, again, if you haven't heard back from me, I love you and I will get to it. You know what? Probably on Monday or Tuesday. I don't even want to do it this weekend. I just want to relax.
No.
I felt very loved and very cared for today. So thank you very much for that. And I appreciate, man, especially this podcast people, man, like y'all are something else, you know, and this group is something special. So thank you for that. Today though, I'd rather not focus on any of that and let's just have some fun. And, I want to start with a subject that I know I feel like I have not done a good job on representing recently, and that is for my fellow introverts. There is a new feature that I think everyone introverted needs to know about, because this, honestly, I told you I had to get a new phone recently. So I actually waited to get the new iPhone 15.
Yeah.
Which really would have excited me a couple of years ago. Like, I always loved having the new technology and the newest things. This one was more like, oh my God, I've got to shell out $1,100 right now just to be able to use my phone. Like, I just am not, I don't know, like 40's weird, right? Like, you just don't really care about keeping up with like the newest and latest thing and having the coolest, you know, like I always wanted like a new car and the new cell phone. And now I'm just like, does it work? If it works, like I know how to use it, like that's fine. So let me explain the iPhone thing really quick. This was like such a tricky thing. So, you know, I had to get a new phone, but it was like a week before the new iPhone came out. And I was like, well, if I'm going to get a new phone, I don't see why I should pay for last year's model full price if there's a new one coming out in a week. But that kind of sucks. It's like, what am I going to do, right? So I go to the Apple store, and the guy there is like, hey, and the nicest guy in the world, his name is Max. I hope it gets back to him. He sat there with me for 2 hours trying to like shut off my old phone and get access to my iCloud and get my new phone work. I mean, it was like, it was crazy. But what he recommended doing, well, I hope this doesn't get him in trouble. God, I hope this doesn't get him in trouble. But he's like, hey, why don't you do this? He said, why don't you buy, I said, I'm going to sell you this iPhone SE, which by the way, is the equivalent of the iPhone 8. Okay. So I had the iPhone 12. And this now is going back basically 4 years. And 4 years in cell phone technology feels like it, 1 year almost feels like 100 years of technology, right? So like I didn't realize how much you use Face ID to log into things, because really your iPhone is doing it for you. You know what I mean? Right. Like you're not even really noticing that you're logging into things because your iPhone's constantly looking at you and knowing it's you. And so you're not really cognizant of it. Well, I'll tell you this, the iPhone SE has the touch button. Remember the touch button? Some of y'all probably still have one of these phones. Like, but if you're not used to having to like touch and like, it never quite works right. Your fingers got to be in the right position and like everything. That was such a weird thing to have to go back and relearn to like use a button again, you know, because the new phones don't have buttons. There's no buttons on new phones. You know, they're literally, it's just, everything's done by swiping and touching. So this iPhone SE had a button. So going back to like learning a button was super tricky. Cause your brain's just like not used to that. My brain's already like confused as hell what's going on. So anyway, long story short, I had this iPhone SE for a week and then I took it back. He's like, you have a 14-day return policy on any Apple phones. Bring it back in a week, pre-order the new iPhone, and then you can get a new one without having to buy last year's model for the same price. And I was like, okay, I mean, don't get me wrong, like going back and forth to the Apple store with a concussion was like not fun. Part of me said I should have just gotten the 14 and called it a day, but anyway, I got the iPhone 15 now, and I don't really care, to be honest with you. I don't care. What I do care about, though, and I don't know if this is available on all Apple phones. I don't know if this is like a recent update, but God, this is the greatest thing that's happened to cell phone technology in years. So what it has is it has real-time voicemail. And think of this as one of the greatest things about having a landline back in the day was if people called you and you weren't sure who it was, and you'd like run over to your answering machine. I know some of you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, but yeah, we have like this actual machine where you would like record, people would like call and they would record on tapes their messages for you, right? Mm-hmm. But if you were listening to your voicemail, or sorry, to your answering machine, because you could hear it in real time, and if it was somebody you actually wanted to talk to, you would just pick up the phone and then you'd be talking to the phone, right?
Oh, wow.
What do you mean? Wow, Mom, this is what you did for your whole life. Oh, wow. Like that was it. Like that's what you would do, right?
That's true.
Like
if
you were confused, you would just wait to hear who it was.
Right. And then you'd pick up.
And then you'd hear it. Well, then comes, you know, cell phone technology where you have caller ID, but how many times have you looked at a caller ID, number, and you're like, I have no idea who that is. And then 3 minutes later, you get a notification and it says, hey, you have a voicemail, and it's like, hey, this is your doctor. It's very important. You need to call me. And then you call them back. They don't call you back for like 3 days. It's like, you know, things like that. Or, hey, right. this is Publishers Clearinghouse. You need to answer. So with the new, I don't know if this is the new iPhone or the new update. I'm not sure. What you can do, and for introverts especially, God, because I never answer a phone that I don't know the number. I will never, ever, 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 110%. If I don't have that number in my phone, I'm not answering that phone call. Yeah. What it does is it will literally let you watch and listen to voicemails as they're being recorded. So like in real time, I don't remember now if you can listen or not, but it will start, if you hit the little button at the top of the screen, it will start to transcribe everything that the person
that they're
saying
at the time.
Now the old phone, I know the old phone, like, or the old updater, I don't know if it's the update of the phone or whatever, but like in the old, and it was great when you used to be able to read your voicemails after they left them. That was pretty handy just to be able to say, oh, it's that person, whatever, and not have to listen to the whole message, but you couldn't listen in real time. Now, as people are leaving a message, you can actually watch what they're saying. So if it's somebody you actually want to talk to, you can still pick up the phone.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
Like never again will you have to wonder, should I get this call or should I not? If you give it a couple of seconds, you can literally see who's calling. That alone is worth $1,100 to me. If they literally if Apple came to me and was like, listen, we have one new feature, and that new feature is you never have to wonder who's calling.
Yeah.
Are you interested in that service? It's $1,100.
I mean, if they're leaving a voicemail.
Yeah. Would you pay us $1,100 for that feature alone? I would say absolutely. You can take my whole wallet right now and take what you need for that, because I can't tell you how annoying that is. And then you play phone tag with people back and forth. It's just like, it's so messy, right? It's so messy. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is not an endorsement, but if you're an introvert and you don't ever want to just mysteriously answer the phone, the new iPhone 15, or maybe it's the new Apple update, I don't know. We'll let you listen to real voicemails in real time. Okay.
That's cool.
Wow, that was the most energy I've had about anything all 2 weeks. I'm busy.
Oh, dear.
All right. Let's do our little victories for the week. You know, listen, even in hard weeks, this is what I'm talking about, man. This is why we do this, because even in hard weeks, you got to find a little victory somewhere. You got it at the end of your week. Say, what did I accomplish that I'm proud of? Because I promise you, like, even when everything's falling apart, there's got to be something you can look at in your life and say that I accomplished that for this week. So we do this thing called Little Victories on Friday, where we're just asking you to mentally think of one thing. And Carissa does a great job of, like, asking you on the Facebook page, you know, to comment, because I really want you to do this activity. I mean, this week obviously has been hellacious, and everything feels shitty, but like, I'm able to sit here and say, okay, like, I'm able to like what did I accomplish this week? What was my little victory for the week? So I hope you really will not just fast forward through this segment. You'll actually think about your thing. Mom, your little victory for today.
Well, my little victory is a little bit selfish, but I was able to get to the chiropractor and the acupuncturist this week. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to manage both of them, but I did them both in the same day.
I love old people's schedules. They make me laugh. You were able to fit in two doctor's appointments.
Two appointments in the same day.
Nothing else the whole entire day? How do you do it?
Amazing. I don't know how that can be possible. It's just a little victory.
I think retired people forget like how much shit fits into the day if you can allow it to, you know? Like, I literally, no bullshit, I had two doctor's appointments today. I also went and did my full-time job. I also came home and did a podcast. I went and got my hair cut, and I had about 15 phone calls to return today. So, yeah. But anyway,
you're a Superman. When you're retired. When you're retired, you kick back.
That's what I'm saying. Little victory.
You just kick back and you don't put stress on yourself.
Two things in a day. No. Yeah, that's good. Right. That's good.
Those days are gone once you retire.
So my little victory for this week is I was able to get onto the treadmill again this week. And it's not what I'm used to. What I'm learning is that when you have a concussion, which I said we weren't talking about concussions, but this is really what my life's revolving around right now. Getting some moderate exercise, slow to moderate exercise is actually after a couple of days, is actually good for your healing. So, but not a lot. So you have to kind of figure out like what you can do. So typically I run 2 to 3 times a week. I can't do that right now. But what I've been doing, and I gotta say, man, I don't know if you've ever tried this before, and I've always kind of made fun of it before, but like, have you ever actually power walked in your life?
Me?
Yeah. It's kind of a rhetorical question, but you sure have you ever?
Yes, I have.
Like, Lord have mercy.
It's hard.
And I'm telling you, y'all, like, again, I run multiple times a week. It is way harder to power walk than it is to actually run or jog. 100%.
Is it really?
Oh, 100%. Especially jogging. Yeah. Power walking is 100 times harder than it is to jog. Because it's like your body wants to jog and like probably needs to jog. But you're like, no, we're going to act like we're still walking. So like, I turned the treadmill up to like 4.5, 4.7. Then Peloton has some like walking apps or has walking exercises I've been following. But I've always like looked at people power walk. I'm like, what are you doing? Let's look like old people. Like, that's not even hard. Like, whatever. Yo, no BS.
It is power walking.
I mean, it is a real skill. Like, it is like, I am shocked with how hard that is. So I'm telling you, if you see old women like walking down the street, walking really fast, don't knock that because that is a real, that is an athletic ability that I don't naturally have. And like, all I want to do is keep running, but I just, my body's like, no, we're not doing that. So, all right. I don't think we've done a quote all week, have we? I don't know. This show's been all over the place this week.
I don't think we have. No.
So it's time for our final feel good slash funny slash sad slash upsetting slash the vibe always changes with a quote on Friday. But our very final quote of our Friday show.
Okay. It's a serious one. This is my birthday week. So I've been thinking about my life and what it means and why I'm here. And I love this quote from Jackie Robinson. A life is not important except in the impact it has on other lives. And I so believe that with all my heart and soul that, you know, really what makes a good life is giving to others. Because in giving to others, you get so much more in return than you can ever imagine. It's just so plentiful and rich and beautiful. It's true.
I don't know why, like, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what you did for so many years, you know? I don't know why. It's so funny. Like, our culture is, like, so based in, like, getting. And like, I don't want to go to like the average answer, which is like, you know, or the average saying, which is, you know, it's better to give than it is to receive. Like, that's too cliche. But like,
it is.
Why do we spend so much time focused on accumulating stuff for ourselves and so little time giving it to other people? Even if you do donate, you know, a lot. Listen, I'm not a great donator of financial. I have so much money anxiety. I'm not. When it comes to financial stuff, I give my time, and I do donate here and there. I don't have any kind of regular I give to like causes here and there, but I'm not any kind of like regular payment thing, because I think when radio brain, you're always wondering when you're gonna like need all your money, you know, so you're kind of like,
exactly.
So like me, it's like, okay, yeah, this month I can donate to this, or that month I can donate to that. But like, damn, we don't really, like, some of y'all I know will like donate to things monthly and like causes monthly, and like I think that's great, you know, or even like volunteering. I mean, I told myself that was like one thing I really wanted to start doing this summer was like volunteering, and I just never got around to it. And I don't know why. I don't have an answer for that. I'm sure it would feel so good. It always feels so good to donate. There's never a time that I've given my time or money where I haven't been happy to do it. But we spend so much time collecting, you know? I don't know. I feel like maybe I need to like put some pressure on myself to like get out and do more when it comes to volunteering.
Well, I mean, just what you're doing on this podcast and on the radio has a huge impact on other people's lives. I mean, you're sharing your vulnerability and things that happen to you in your life that, you know, help others.
This is not what this is.
It does. And I'm telling you,
there's so much
too,
more I can do. And honestly, there's so much more we could all do. I mean, every single one of us is probably guilty.
There's so much more, but let's not forget the small things that we do.
That's true.
Day.
That's a good point.
And
that's a good point.
It's in your own workplace. It's in your own home. It's the small things that make the biggest impact on people's lives. And it's usually just little acts of kindness. It's really so easy. It's really mindless, but we need to be mindful of it so that we just don't forget how important it is.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good thing. Maybe giving yourself credit for the things you do, and maybe it just seems so routine.
Right.
It always weirds me out. And not that it weirds me out, but like every radio person will tell you the same thing, probably podcaster too, is like, it's always so bizarre to us when people come up to us and they're like, oh my God, like you got me through like the hardest time of my life. Like I was going through a divorce and like your show, change, you know, whatever was so comforting. And I'm like, yo, I literally like do watered down dick jokes. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, you do.
None of us, and just so you know, none of us ever feel that way. We don't feel like we're like doing anything. Like, we're just like, I don't know, we're showing up and just like being goofy and silly. And like, it always, I never ever know what to say because I don't ever walk into the show being like, well, I am here to comfort and be with people. It's like, I'm like, well, we got this. We got about four emails of crazy ass stories that people emailed us about. We should get them on the phone today, or we should, you know, whatever. Like, I don't, I always think of like, what's like the best content. I don't think about like what's going to be the most comforting or suited. So anyway, maybe think about, I'm going to save this story for next week, cause I really don't want to talk about anything else with this, but like, I talked to a woman today. I'll share the story next week, but basically like, and she even said like to me, it was like such a comforting thing. But to her, she's like, what? This is like just what I do. What are you talking about? I'm like, no, like you need to give yourself more credit because I really needed you today. So I'll tell you next week though, that story.
Yes, exactly. All right.
Today's podcast is brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an awesome tool. And I'm telling you, man, like I want to talk about going to therapy. Like this boy right here has got some therapy ahead of him. God, even just I went to get a haircut today, which I felt like, you know, like when you just like, because I haven't had a haircut in like close to 2 months now. I was already pushing it. And then I had a haircut scheduled the day after I got attacked. And so I obviously had to cancel that. So I was really going on like a month and a half, 2 months. So like I was kind of just looking grungy. And like even, you know, like when you look bad, I feel like you feel worse for some reason. Like I got a haircut today and I feel like about, you know, 10% better for some reason.
Yes, exactly. It does make you feel better.
But the point of this is saying is like, it's like comes and goes in waves, but like just trying to drive, my haircut place is like 5 minutes away. I usually would typically walk there, but I drove today, but even that was like really just anxiety inducing. So the point of this is I've got a lot of therapy ahead of me. I know that. And I'll tell you this, man, like from the messages that I have seen, and this is, you know, this is why I have to kind of limit myself to days like this where I share hard news, is because I'm always so overwhelmed by the amount of stories out there of people that have experienced similar things. And like when you're still trying to mentally heal yourself and emotionally heal yourself, sometime, and I've talked about this, it was the same thing that happened with Kiki. And it's this normal human reaction that like, I'm not mad about. I'm not like by no means like, am I mad if anyone shares their story, because I understand how therapeutic it is to share your story. Hell, I just broadcast it in front of a million people or whatever. So I get it. And it was, there's something very therapeutic about that, but it's also, I know, very triggering for a lot of people, and everyone wants to share their experience. And when you're already kind of getting freaked out about things, like it's kind of hard to like sit there and just read story after story after story, you know, same with Kiki died. It was like, oh my God, my dog died. It was sad. It's just like, there's so much emotion coming at you, and I'm such an empathetic person. And like the, all these stories like just get me kind of riled up, obviously. So that's not to say I didn't appreciate your messages. I just have to like take them in doses, and I know like when it starts to not feel good, I just need to like step back for a second. Anyway, all of this is a very long commercial just to say, I don't want to say SHIT on their commercial, but things happen in your life, man, you know, like and I know that there's probably some things that you're dealing with, whatever it is you're dealing with, and you're stuck with these racing thoughts, maybe, you know, at night or during the day, and you're not quite sure what to do. But therapy gives you a place to like talk those thoughts out. And God, because I can tell you, like, just again, like just telling the story today publicly was helpful in a way. It just felt like, as much as it like kind of stirred things back up a little bit and kind of made me a little more anxious, I also feel much more free in a sense because I've shared my story. That's what talk therapy is all about. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with your licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists anytime with no additional charge. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Kramer today to get 10% off your first month. It's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kramer.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, this is it. This is our last Friday show.
I know. That's so crazy.
It feels, I got to be honest, now that we're here, I was really looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. And now that we're here, there's something that's kind of sad about it. I don't know. It's like an end of an era, right? I never really do well with change. As much as I was looking forward to freeing up my schedule and freeing up your schedule, there's something about the change that's going to be different. You know,
we have to throw in a few little victories here and there.
I'm telling y'all, I don't know. I want to be committed to two shows a week, but you never know. We may just pop. We may just be bored one afternoon and want to do a show and hop in and just talk, you know, because honestly, I mean, like you and I won't have like a designated time to like sit down anymore and really like share. And even though this is obviously it's done obviously in like a show format, but I think, I mean, you and I have never been closer, you know, when it comes to this talking every day and everything. So,
yes,
I don't know. We might get lonely and start doing more shows. I don't, honestly, I just don't know, but just keep in mind, starting next week, Certified Mama's Boy will be moving to a 2-day a week release. Every Tuesday, you'll get a new episode of Certified Mama's Boy. I will tell you this. I am freaking thrilled to not have to worry about doing a podcast on Sunday anymore. Like that.
I am thrilled for you.
That part is not.
You get a weekend finally.
I can't take the last time I had like a full, well, other than like when something's wrong or I'm traveling. Like I've never, not every Sunday, just had to be like, oh my God, I've got to make sure I get time to podcast in today. You know, spend 2 hours of my Sunday doing that. So I will say, I am looking forward to that. It will be a little weird this Sunday, but that. So anyway, so every Tuesday, you'll get a new Certified Mama's Boy episode. That's for every single person. Thursdays, we are going to release our More Mama's Boy episode. That is going to be a certified fan exclusive only show. And this is the last time I can remind you, man, this is it. So hopefully you're hearing me. Certified fans are people that contribute $6 a month to our show. And when you do that, you're literally, and now more than ever, you guys are absolutely 100% paying the bills for this show. So thank you for that. We just need enough people to do that. We've had a bunch of new certified fans, and I thought, what we would do today is instead of like, sometimes we single out certified fans and, you know, we dedicate, you know, to one person. I really just want to thank everyone for like this chapter, because obviously starting next week, like we're entering to a new chapter, and for better or worse, and some things are going to be better, some things are going to be worse. Like we will, it'll be different. And honestly, we are on episode 803 right now of full episodes, and that would not be possible without you, like this, you know, without certified fans. And obviously everyone pressing play is important, but like you guys have paid for this thing, man, like where I wouldn't or would have paid all these expenses every month just to keep this podcast going. So this podcast has been so therapeutic in so many different ways and will continue to be. And I hope that there's something too that you do take away from this podcast, you know, that you do. And it does seem like a loss in a sense that we're not going to be talking every single day anymore. And you obviously still have a million ways to find me. There's still, don't worry, there's still going to be a Kramer show every day of the week. So, but it's, you know,
it's just different.
It's different. It's different. So I just want to just thank every certified fan, current and past certified fan, to getting us to where we are today. And you know,
so
very
grateful.
Thankful for every single one of you. So let's give every certified fan a whoop whoop, Mom.
Okay. Whoop whoop to every single fan that has brought us to this place and this time. We are so very grateful for you.
Thank you. Also, with that said, if you would like to become a certified fan, if you want to get two shows a week instead of one, you can become a certified fan and get the More Mama's Boy podcast by texting the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-KRAMER-8. You can go in the show notes of this podcast. There's a link there. You can also click and you can join. It takes literally about 2 seconds. So You can join that way, or you can go to certifiedmamasboy.com. Also, if you're listening right now, you're like, wait, I'm a certified fan. How already previously, like, because when you sign up, it gives you the instructions. If you've been a certified fan for a while, this is kind of a new feature for us. So if you go to certifiedmamasboy.com, there's a new blog post on there about how exactly to get the new episode. So go read on there how to get it. And if you join, it'll walk you through step by step. All right, Mom, our last Friday show.
Oh, I know, honey.
Thoughts?
Well, I'm just grateful that we've been able to do this for so long. I'm also very grateful that we'll have a little rest during the week and a little break, because life changes and it's time. So yeah. Yes, I'm just
Mom's
thankful.
Like, bye. Bye.
No.
I had two appointments today. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't tell you how burning this podcast is on my life.
This retired life is rough.
I don't know how I'm going to be able to get through all this. This is crazy.
But it's been fun, and I know that we'll have more fun in the future. And yes. I look very forward to what the future has to hold for us.
Yep, me too. So,
love you guys forever and ever.
Jimmy. That used to be really annoying to me, but now I love it.
He is here. He's back, Jack.
Hey.
I've been here a while, haven't I?
I don't know. I haven't been here that much either. So it's
you
okay.
Wouldn't know. I gotta ask somebody that knows.
Have you been? Maybe you have been here. I don't know. Maybe
Mama Yancey and me did it one week. I don't remember.
I'm not even sure right. What's been happening on this podcast. So well, how are you?
Pretty good, considering. Yeah. In between the mountains and the valleys.
Yeah. You got any good Jimmy Mac stories? I mean, this is, you know, typically my dad comes on every Friday and then he is like, well, I'm going to retire. And I'm like, well, no, you're not, because we need you on the podcast. So you're not retiring, but obviously we won't have like our traditional Friday segment anymore. This is our last Friday show.
I'm retiring.
You said, okay. Good. It'll be more flexible for you too. You know? Yeah.
Well, that's what I told her, Nancy, we were talking. I said, I'm retiring, but if he wants me to come on occasionally, I will.
I feel like you're retiring almost like a sports, like an athlete retires. You know what I mean? Where you're like, okay, that's it. It's my last episode. But then like a year later, they're like, in podcast time, it'll be two more weeks. And all of a sudden Jimmy Mac has his triumphant return to the podcast.
Well, actually I'm trying to rework my contract and make a little more next time.
Yeah, me too. It's not looking good, by the way. It's not looking good. Oh, okay. The way we're structuring the show now, it's not going to be a positive thing for either of us. So,
all right. Well, that's all right.
Do we miss any good Jimmy Mac stories for the last couple of weeks?
Let me think about it. What have I been doing with my time? Time. That's all I got.
It's just so funny. Little Mom and I were talking about how like retired people always act like they have no time to do anything, that they're so busy. But I'm like, what do you do? Like, I did about 50 things today and I somehow squeezed it all in. Mom said she had two appointments today and she was shocked that she was able to get both appointments in.
I didn't have any appointments, but I liked today. I really liked it. I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to get in the car. I loved it.
Yeah.
And it's cool weather here. I could sit outside and breathe the air, sit in my little rocking chair out front and watch the cars, the few cars who come down this dead-end street.
I want everyone just to picture that for a second. Some of you guys know what my parents' house looked like, but just whatever you think it looks like, even if you don't know what it looks like, just imagine Jimmy Mac sitting on, they have rocking chairs on a front porch. This is true. And just imagine him sitting out there watching the cars go by. Like that's about as Jimmy Mac as it gets, I feel like.
Oh, man. And the two neighbors on the right-hand side are both out of town. That makes it even better. There's no noise. There's no people noise. There's some birds and some squirrels running around. You know, and I hear a boat or two occasionally, but it's not very loud. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me just briefly mention how complicated it gets up here when you're 75 and you're on the lake. Okay. That's a short story. Okay.
Okay. It's so, by the way, it's probably not going to be complicated, but go ahead.
It's not complicated. No, it's not complicated. But so I'm thinking about my dock. The water's going down. Okay. This time of year, they draw the lake down. So you look out the window. All I see in one area is just rocks now. It's like, oh my gosh, it's went down another foot overnight. It's down 5 to 6 feet. So the question is, how does that affect your dock? How does that affect your boat? How does that affect your ramp that goes to your steps?
Yeah.
So I go down there and I was by myself. Mama Yancey was out doing her whatever she does.
Had two appointments probably.
Yeah. Her two appointments spread out over 8 hours. And so I go down there and I look down there and I say, oh boy. I said, yeah, this is not good. My next door neighbor has her dock down on the dirt now, not on her step.
Yeah.
It's in the dirt.
Because because this is so normal for you, but like if you've never had a dock at your house or haven't really been around the water or boats, like basically as the water levels go up and down, you have to move your dock back and forth like to match where the water level's at.
Right.
So because, I think that's about as layman terms we can put it.
I mean, if you get stuck, then you have to wait till next year to get your boat out, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at least 3 or 4 months before the water comes back. But it's good they take it out and get rid of that water, because when winter comes, we get a lot of rain. And see, and I live within feet of the water, and we don't want it to come up to the house. Right.
Yeah. So anyway, right.
So that's why I'm a little concerned. That's why I'm, you know, anxious watching the level of the water. So I go down there, and this is a new dock. Okay. This is not the dock I'm used to when I was younger, you know, and I get down there and I could move the dock.
Technologically advanced now.
Yeah. Now it's an aluminum dock, and I haven't done it before. I haven't had to let it out. It's been pretty stable, I think.
Yeah.
So I go down there, and then Nancy comes home and ends up down there. I'm glad she did. And I said, honey, we got to move this dock. Now, I used to do that pretty easy. After at 75 and chemo, chemo takes your white blood cells and all. So you lose strength. You don't have that nowhere near what you had.
Right.
So here we are. She's 71. I'm 75. And I'm down there on the dock trying to uncrank the two cables that attach the dock to the land.
Yeah.
And if you don't careful, that damn thing will turn 100 miles an hour. If you let your hand drop off of it, the weight of that dock wanting to go. And remember, my tires are up on a ramp on both sides, wooden along my steps. So it wants to roll down. I swear I could have knocked my head off once when that thing could have. And then I talked to her. I'd asked her just some simple questions, and I couldn't get the right answers. Oh, it was crazy. But anyway, I think I moved it. We were down there an hour. I think I moved it two steps. And I said, and I was tired as crap. I had to run. I had two cranks, one on one side and one on the other.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was crazy. So I finally decided, God help me. He reminded me right up the street, there's a boat company that now watches docks. So I called and asked him to move my dock all the way down. Because you don't remember this, half of my steps never got painted because I forget why. Oh, we went ahead and painted half thinking the water would go down, and the guy never came back. And so the water has never gone back down. So half of my steps are not even painted. So now I get a chance to paint my steps. So I'm excited. I'm happy.
This is a roller coaster of a story. Got stressful there for a minute, but it literally had a happy ending.
Yeah, so much. And so I am happy ending now because he came out and he moved my dock. You know, I've got that pump on my dock that pumps water all the way up to my front yard. But you know why I do that? The price is right, okay?
Okay.
And I was worried that this guy might destroy that, but he handled it fine. So anyway.
Well, I need you to financially think about all your decisions, knowing that, you know, inheritance will, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Be coming my way. Don't spend all that money now.
I'm trying to get it where I can get somebody to pay me a lot more for it than it's worth. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's good.
I want to paint those steps. I got a new dock. The house looks good. I might have to paint it next time before. But when you see the price I'm going to ask for it, you're going to be impressed.
$20 million, nothing less. Jimmy Mack. This is the home of Jimmy Mack.
Yay.
And all the neighbors are probably glad to see you go.
I know. You haven't heard the latest story about it. Me and my next door neighbor on the lot. I'm not going to tell it today, but it's not good.
That's a disappointment. You can't just say that, but I get it. You got to be careful what you say. You never know. Listen to this podcast. That's what I've learned. You never know.
All he told me was, how about this? The words on that text I'll never forget is, why don't you stay in your lane?
Oh, wow.
Don't you stay in your lane? I've never heard anybody tell me that. I've heard that a lot.
That could be your own podcast called Stay in Your Lane with Jimmy Mack.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously I'm not.
You can tell about people that aren't staying in their lane.
I'm not going to stay in my lane.
Yeah, I had a feeling you wouldn't. You're not a lane stayer inner.
No.
It's not what you do.
Why would I want to? And why should I? When his tree looks like it's going to fall on my house, or
cause a ruckus,
or his the way he does his Roundup, I can smell it on my front porch.
Mm-mm. Not this guy. Not Jimmy Mack.
Or could it be something else? Let me think. Or was it because I wanted him to get a landscaper to cut his grass?
Can I tell you this? Actually, just keep all this what just happened in mind. It's actually going to transition really well into our new segment here.
Okay.
So it's our final edition of, at least for this installment of Certified Mama's Boy, that we're going to do Jimmy Mack Reviews of News. My dad, in case you don't know, watches a lot of cable news. And so he's able to kind of catch us up on his own unique Georgia perspective of what's happening. So, here we go. First off, what's happening with this government shutdown? Are we shutting down or are we not shutting down?
Well, they don't want to. They're both trying to get to a point. The Democrats want them to open it up. That's all they want. And the Republicans want them to come to some agreement on expense controls for next year. So they're going to wait till the last minute and see who blinks, I guess.
So has the government, I'm trying to think, I was talking about this on the radio today, but I didn't want to sound ignorant, but like, has the government ever shut down? Because I feel like what happens is this, it's this very dramatic soap opera for like 2 weeks. It's like, you won't understand the reference, but I'm sure somebody will at least. It's like the Dave Chappelle skit when he's talking about Rick James and he's like, okay, that's it. We're shutting the studio down. We're shutting the studio. Or was it? No, sorry. It wasn't Rick James. It was P. Diddy. And he's like, we're shutting the studio down. We're shutting the studio. And then he's like, okay, fine. You know what? We're not going to shut the studio down. It feels like that. It's like we all spend all this time where everyone's like, that's it. And we hear the news.
The news is building it up. You know, they're selling that story, right? It's important. Yeah.
And so dramatic.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Now, and then literally in the last minute, they're like, okay, guess what? Everything's fine.
A couple of times it has gone where people didn't get their salaries. And
that's bad.
But they say it's been, how about this? They say it's been shut down. I'm going to make I saw a number today. Since 1977, it's supposedly been shut down 17 times. But I don't know what that means. It might have been one day. Might have been half a day.
You're right. I do remember that. The only thing I remember about a government shutdown was like I couldn't go to a park or something like one day. I mean, it was like, government shut down.
Yeah, shut down the parks immediately. Nobody's there. Nobody can,
So I remember that. But most of the time, I just remember it being so dramatic. And then like the very last hour, they're like, okay, guess what? Everything's fine.
Yeah, last year, I think that's what happened. It was last year. Yeah.
Now, I feel like a lot of times it happens.
You're right. You're probably right. Yeah. Yeah, because neither one of them really can afford to let it go too far because a lot of people would be without work money.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people work in the
government.
They're
still going to pay Social Security. They're not stupid. They're going to pay Social Security. All those seniors. But Congress gets paid. Now, I think somebody ought to pass, which will never get passed, right? That they should not be paid first.
Have you been keeping up with this whole Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing?
Unfortunately, yes.
I was going to say, there's no way you could not keep up with this.
I know.
If you're a sports fan, you're getting inundated with it. If you're turning on the regular news, you're getting inundated with it. If you're listening to the radio, you're getting inundated with it. I am already burnt out with this couple. Like, this is my fastest.
I was already burnt out when I heard the first time.
Like I typically like I'll play the game for a little bit. It's kind of fun. Like we've heard so much about these two in the last 2 weeks that I'm like, I'm sick of it. What's your take, Dad, on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Okay. And in case you don't know, they're rumored to be like, are they dating? Are they not? Travis Kelce's a football player. Taylor Swift, obviously a pop star. And it's just, yeah, it's like everyone's talking about it.
Well, whatever I say, obviously it's going to be my point of view. Okay. Yeah. It's not going to be yours, whoever you are. But, you know, I just ran into him probably a year ago. So I know a lot about him.
You ran into him?
Well, I'm sorry. Just online.
You found out about him, who he was. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I thought you like met him.
No. We don't run the same circles. He's a pretty successful guy in football. He's making a lot of money now. And one of the reasons he's making a lot of money, he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, who's won the last two Super Bowls, and the quarterback's one of the best in the country throwing the ball to him. He's a tight end. So sure. He's been very successful, and he's making about, I don't know, $20-25 million a year. So he's, you know, feeling good. But I gave her, for some reason, I put her on a little bit higher pedestal of who she was and the kind of person, people she'd be around. So yeah. I was disappointed at her selection if they're dating.
If that was Dermaggie, would you feel disappointed? That's my sister.
Yeah. Very.
Yeah. You wouldn't like that.
Maggie wouldn't be talking to him. You know, I'm not going to say anything. I mean, but I've watched him enough. I understand that type of person.
But you can't say I'm not going to say anything after you just said something for 10 minutes.
Oh, I can't say that? All right. Well, I take it back. Yeah. How about that? All right. I just won't say anything.
I just talked about it for 10 minutes, but I'm also not going to say anything. That's such a Southern thing to do, by the way.
It's a Southern thing. He's a stereotypical football player, hard-nosed, looking rough, tough, probably.
Yeah.
You know, could he be violent? Well, he's violent on the football field. Could he, you know, what kind of guy is he? He looks like a guy that's spent a lot of time in a bar or something, you know, just sit on the bar stool by himself.
But I don't think that, like, what? I'm not sure what that means. I don't either.
That's why I said it.
I don't think this is real. I think this feels very calculated. I think it was, you know, Taylor's got this new movie coming out and like, I don't know. Like, it just feels a little too like him just like, oh, I just happened to tweet Taylor Swift to come to the game. And she did like,
that's
not real. Like, that's not a real thing to do. No, yeah.
Okay.
It just feels funny.
It's terrible if we've gotten to that point, okay? It would be terrible that manipulating people through means like that. Now, I'm an old person. I mean, you've lived it through it your entire life, right? That kind of marketing.
That's what it is, yeah. That's basically everything nowadays. It's like it has to be some big dramatic statement. You can't just do marketing. Like, marketing doesn't really work anymore. You have to do these big, bold, like crazy
things. Okay, well, you're probably right. Like, I just need to back off now. And, of course, it makes me feel better that she didn't really pick him. Now I feel better about her.
I don't think so. I think this will die down pretty quick. If I'm assuming this is going to be – Taylor Swift typically, when she dates pretty quietly at first.
Right. She was not going to go and smile like that on TV
She's not going to go in front of Sunday night football or whatever. And like, that's just not a typical Taylor thing to do. So
I
found this though, because if you're wrapped up in this story, they were talking about why people are so emotionally invested in this story. And so they had some relationship experts break it down. Number one, he apparently is a quote unquote cinnamon roll hero, or a leading man with a soft side. So that's why like people are kind of rooting for him. Experts also point out that Taylor's excitement watching Travis's game on Sunday makes us excited, and that we ship them because they're both high achievers in their own careers. So
let's talk about that. How many people who have such high profile careers actually are successful to form a marriage and stay together?
You know, the whole celebrity, I'm understanding it better as I observe it more, because it is, being a celebrity is a full-time job. And I'm not talking about like being like going in and filming movies, which obviously, or being a pop star, but being a celebrity is a full-time job. Like, it never really ends. And I bring this up because I deal with this in like the 1%-est most ways compared to like a Taylor Swift. Like, I refuse to date a radio person. I don't want to. And honestly, like, I don't think my next partner will be someone that's in the media business or Instagram or any of that. Like, I don't foresee that happening. But I will be honest with you, is that it is very hard to meet people that want to A, go along for this crazy ass journey. You know, if you're just a normal person, like right. you're not used to your whole life being on display constantly.
Right.
Like you're just not. And that's very overwhelming to a lot of people. Like I'm used to it now, right? To some level, right. I'm pretty used to it. That's it. Like, so if I were to date a radio person, they would completely understand the schedule and the grind and the showing your life off, you know, and on all that stuff. Yeah. So I get it. I think at first I'm like, oh, they're, you know, why would celebrities date another celebrity? I think you almost have to, because not only is that your only circle where you probably feel comfortable, where okay. you're not like idolized, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like if I met Taylor Swift, I would never feel like I was on the same level as Taylor Swift. No, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I would always feel like, well,
she's the big
Nobody
star,
would.
You know, and I'm just this old whoever, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like you almost have to meet somebody that is also at your same high profile okay. level to like
yeah.
make well, it make yes, sense.
But how hard would that be to form a relationship that would last if in fact you're going to have two, it sounds like you've got to have almost two different separate careers that are 100%, you know?
Well, I think too that, so let's say we're obviously talking about people that are kind of achieving the same goals. Here's the problem is when you have two people that are wrapped up in their career so much, it's almost like the relationship comes second.
Yes.
So exactly. you've got two people exactly. that really a relationship is really going to always fall second to the relationship. Like the jobs are always going to be more important.
There you go.
In their relationship. So then how
you just answer my question. Yeah, you answer my question.
Why would that work? There'd be no reason for it to work.
How could it grow naturally? It right. can't.
It's not a priority.
If you don't invest the time,
no.
It's not going to work. Oh, like
Taylor Swift traveling
I mean,
the country all she's traveling the world. She's yeah. doing stuff all the time. He's in a yeah. different city every weekend. He's practicing yes. football constantly. Like
constantly.
Neither
yeah.
of them
all
can really
long.
have it, you know? So anyway,
they
that's my two cents. We talked too much about that.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Here's where I'm glad that we got into, I'm glad you said what you said earlier, because this is going to lead into our final story with my dad, with Jimmy Mac Reviews the News. They came out with a list of the pettiest states in the United States. And obviously, you know what petty is, right? I don't have to like break down what petty is. But obviously, Dad, you coming on this podcast and being like, they told me to stay in my lane, okay? A little petty. It's a little bit of a petty thing, right?
Yeah, it was.
By someone to even tell you to stay in your lane. It's a little petty, yeah. right? So,
yeah.
By the way, 84% of Americans admit that they admit to being petty. Listen, I'm a petty person, too. I get it. You know, if you've listened to this podcast long enough, I take jabs at anybody I can, you know? So the most common place people show up, by the way, from this survey said they show up mostly in relationships. 22% say that, followed by driving. People say they get really petty when they drive. So that's it. But now let's go over states that are the most and the least petty. And if you know anything about our podcast, you know that I always save our Georgia stories for the end. So top five pettiest states. And Dad, you tell me why you think this is. Number 5, Tennessee. Number 4, Texas. Number 3, 94% of people in this state say they are petty, Georgia. Hmm. Number 4, Nevada. Number 2 is Nevada. The number 1 most petty state in the country is Alabama.
Wow.
Now,
a lot of southern states, yeah.
If you do the math on that,
yeah.
4 out of 5 of those states yeah. that rank the highest are in the South.
I don't understand then how, what was the one state? What'd you say? You said Nevada?
Nevada,
I don't know
yeah.
how you throw in Nevada. It depends on who they talk to. Are they standing in front of the hotels while those drunks come out of there and interview them? Or are they just talking to the locals out there in those small towns?
That I don't know. I always think these surveys are so silly anyway, but it's just kind of, when I realized that, I'm yeah. like, hey, Georgia, what's up? You guys are petty.
We are petty.
But also, like, all the southern states are. California,
well,
by the way,
I'm not
you
petty,
are.
But they are. They are petty. I'm not petty.
California is number 8, by the way. We have a lot of people that listen in California.
I'll tell you what, do a poll. I want to know how many people think I'm petty.
Okay. Carissa, can you put that on Facebook for us? That'd be amazing. All right. You want to know least petty states?
What did you just say?
Carissa is she always puts it on. She always posts on our Facebook page.
Oh,
so I'm asking
I thought you were talking to somebody. I thought you didn't hire somebody and you hadn't gave me a raise yet. I was really upset. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Over here in the headquarters, I got Carissa working full time. Okay. Top 5 least petty. Number 5, New York. Number 4, Utah. Number 3, Nebraska. Number 2, Vermont. Number 1, least petty state, Washington, D.C. Florida, by the way, you guys ranked up there as well for your Florida people. So you guys are, okay. I think, you're number 8 on the petty least petty scale. Yeah. So
I don't know what to say.
Well, I think you already said what you need to say today. We got okay. there when we started talking about stay in your lane, I feel like. So
yeah, I am going to do that. I'm going to stay in my lane, I think, on that one.
I don't know the next time that we'll hear from you. I mean, don't worry. Jimmy Mack's going to be on, but we don't have like a normal, I mean, nothing, by the way. And everyone's like asking what the new show is going to look like. I got to be honest. I don't know yet. And it's probably going to be kind of like if you ever listen to the early episode of Certified Mama's Boy, it took a little bit of time for us to kind of like find our way. And I feel like this new transition into 2 days a week is also going to be us kind of finding our way as well. So be patient as we kind of go through this transition, but you're not retiring. Like there's no way, I don't want it. And I know you don't either. I know there's a part of you that really enjoys coming on this podcast.
Well, I do. I mean, I want to be, and as soon as I am, I'm going to say, damn, I wish I was on there again.
I know. So don't worry.
Isn't it? I mean, that's the way life can be sometimes. And you think you want to get away and be free, and then you're so damn free, you don't have a life. And then you say,
wait a minute. I need to go back on that podcast. So you're not going on
that podcast because I'm famous there.
Yeah, exactly. Your fame's going to wear off all of a sudden. You're going to be a nobody again.
I know. I want people to want me to show up.
Yeah, I get it. All right, Dad. Final words for our last Friday show.
Whoa. Well, I'm excited about your changes, Stee.
Yeah.
People, I call him Stee. Is that okay? He's my son. I call him Stee.
Yeah, that's okay.
For short. I'm proud of Stee, and I'm so happy he's back. He's more himself now, it sounds like, than he did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for him, and I'm excited to see what happens. So let's all support Kramer, in this major change that he and Mother Teresa, Mama Yancey, is going to make.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It'll be, I don't know. I've had so much going on. I really kind of plan on using this week to kind of formulate the new show. But honestly, I've had like zero time or energy to do it. So
of course I know that.
Yeah. So we'll get to it. Like everything else is going to be a building block.
That's right. Yeah, take your time, son. You got time. You got 60 years at least.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Dad. I love you. Have a good weekend.
Love you, son.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You know, like at the end of sitcoms, like the very final episode where like they're usually sitting in the living room and the house is empty because they're like moving out of the house. Typically, this is how it goes, right? And some sappy song comes on and, you know, it's just so emotional. And they hug each other for the last time or whatever it is. I feel that's what we're doing right now, right? Like, it's thank you for 803 episodes so far of this show and for letting us be a 5 day a week part of your life. I thank you so much. What a fun, scary, crazy adventure it's been. You know, when we started this show, having no idea, I committed to 20 episodes, and now, you know, you know how this has gone. So I see a bright future for Certified Mama's Boy. We ain't going nowhere. So thank you for continuing to support us. That's the only way we're going to be able to do this. So text the word FANS, FANS, to 888-KRAMER-8, or you can also go in the show notes, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.